Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, November 6th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the final push before Election Day. Candidates for Minneapolis's top job at City Hall made a final campaign push this weekend. With Election Day coming up tomorrow, the top contenders knocked on doors, made phone calls, and generally ramped up their efforts to reach as many potential voters as possible. Brant Williams has more.
Some candidates spent the last Sunday morning before the election in the pews of churches, like Shiloh Temple International Ministries in North Minneapolis. Tom Hoke, a former executive at the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, says he came to the church to have a visible presence, which he hopes will send a message to residents of the north side.
Well, I want everyone in our city to know that I'll be the mayor for the entire city, not just for part of it. And the best way to do that is to get out and connect with people everywhere.
Several blocks away, Mayor Betsy Hodges attended a service at Sanctuary Covenant Church, which until next week is holding its worship services in the auditorium at North High School. Hodges, who's running for re-election in a crowded field of 16 candidates, didn't get up and speak during the service. But she says in this last weekend before the election, Hodges wants to make sure voters know that she's stuck to her pledge to make racial equity a top priority.
And I've been bringing that transformative change to the city and challenging the old ways of doing business, and we've been making progress.
Good afternoon, and welcome to KMOJ's first Minneapolis mayoral debate.
Both Mayor Hodges and Hoke later joined Nakima Levy-Pounds, Jacob Fry, Ray Dean, and Al Flowers for a two-hour-long candidate forum on KMOJ Radio. The forum was broadcast live from the station's studio in North Minneapolis and was moderated by Resma Menekin and former Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sales Belton. Before the forum, Sales Belton, the city's first and only black woman to serve as mayor, said hello to Nakima Levy-Pounds, who's vying to be the city's second person to hold that title.
Hello, my dear.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah.
The candidates answered questions on topics that included education, development along the river, affordable housing, and racial equity. The discussion also focused on an issue that has been a salient topic for the North Side for decades: how to help small businesses thrive, especially those along West Broadway Avenue. Ray Dean, who represents North Minneapolis in the Minnesota House, says he supports increasing resources for agencies that provide loans and assistance to small business owners.
In addition, I think we need to expand our cooperative ownership model for businesses. So working with cooperative groups of individuals who actually want to form a business versus the typical one or two individuals.
Nakima, what's your plan?
So, number one, I am a small business owner in North Minneapolis. I have a consulting firm located on West Broadway. I live in North Minneapolis as well.
Levy-Pounds is also a former law professor and former president of the Minneapolis NAACP. She says the city needs to do a better job of helping entrepreneurs of color obtain startup capital. Councilmember Jacob Fry says he favors expanding the Business Navigator office, which opened in City Hall last year. Fry says the office is particularly helpful for entrepreneurs who are immigrants and don't speak English as their first language.
And so as they get through the various different departments and permitting processes that they need, by the time they get all of their applications filled out, sometimes they've lost the capital that they initially had invested in the project to begin with.
During a break in the forum, the leading candidates joked with each other about having participated in so many debates and forums together. Some laugh they may even miss seeing the rest of the candidates after the campaign ends tomorrow. Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
Across the river in St. Paul, the candidates for mayor also spent their weekend making their closing arguments to voters across the city. Peter Cox caught up with a few of them.
For candidates, the talking points now come easily, peppered into conversations. Their shoes are well worn from going house to house, event to event. Across St. Paul, the slate of mayor candidates spent their day cramming in as much campaigning as possible in preparation for Tuesday's election. At Pat Harris's headquarters on West 7th Street, Harris greeted a small army of volunteers who were getting ready to go door knock.
If you look at the wall right there, days until voting day, 3 days to go. 3 days to go!
Harris, a former St. Paul City Councilman, said there's something he loves about the final days of a campaign.
It's, you know, right at the end here. You know, I actually absolutely love door knocking. And so just walking the neighborhoods of all areas of St. Paul, knocking on doors and seeing what's on people's minds, I think it's important for the candidate to be on those doors, and I love doing it, and I can't wait to be out there this weekend.
On the city's north end, current councilman Dai Tao ducked into the Unity Cafe on Rice Street to speak with leaders of different immigrant communities.
Hi, Dai Tao.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Everything good?
The honor is all mine.
Tao zipped from the meeting to another campaign event and said he spent the morning at his phone bank.
I personally feel that, you know, I'm leaving everything on the field, working hard, there's no regret. And so you have to use your time wisely and engage as many people as possible, listening to them and figuring out how you can integrate their vision and their dreams into your overall vision for the city.
Candidate Melvin Carter, another former city councilman, dropped by the Ask Me Council 5 offices, where he joined other volunteers in calling voters.
Hey, is this Kristen? Hey, Kristen, it's Melvin Carter. How are you doing today?
He thanked his volunteers and told them how important their work this weekend will be for the campaign.
We expect it to be close. We expect a high turnout. And we expect a lot of people to make their decision in the last 3 days. And so what that means is winning this race really isn't about me giving speeches. It isn't about candidate forums. It's about us. The question is, can we knock on more doors than everybody else? Can we call more phones? Can we connect with more voters?
10 candidates are running for mayor in the state's second largest city. With ranked choice voting, it may take days for the results to be official after Tuesday's election day. Peter Cox, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.